Rockin', rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strollin'. But the seagulls poking my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Stunned, the crew have found themselves deep in Blackwind Crater, looking for some trace of the Radarian Chain Gang, the organization that serves Butt Radar. Accompanying them is Graf Lynn, a one-legged former Radarian himself. Thanks to some intel from Krazo, they know that someone named Mandy mentioned something about Blackwind Crater, and so they charged in, and were attacked by Atalio. And now Ghost is covered in unconscious monkey. But which one is the monkey and which one is the Wookiee?
Got him.
Tune in.
Alright.
Tune in this week.
Oh, we should probably roll for Destiny, huh?
I should probably log on to the old thingy thing.
Oh my god. Spent so much time getting the thingy set up and you won't even log in and read all of my precious notes. Okay.
I always forget. Oh no, I repasted the kickboxing.
Oh, we lost the kickbox. You can just the swrpg.askorea.com.
Yeah, that was way too many letters. I'm just going to keep looking for the kickboxing
They stand for Star Wars, which should be easy to remember, and RPG also should be easy to remember. But what do I
found it?
Okay, or the kickboxing girl.
Wait, now there's a lot of weird things. There's the Foundry, the Kanka, and the podcast, and a dice roller. Oh man, I'm assuming I just go to Foundry.
Yeah.
Figured it out, guys. It's okay.
All right, I was worried there for a second.
Yeah. Is it just supposed to be a black screen?
Well, that's all it is.
Okay, then you guys do not have vision for some reason, and I will fix that.
Ooh, yay, dark side. Ooh, boy, this is not going to be a fun session.
Can you see it
now? Can we ever use the dark side points, or is that only you?
You can, but they have to be for dark things. Oh, I guess I have
so
to.
If we want to do evil. Wait, so we were doing so many evil things.
Like, what if.
Not evil things. Things against you.
Oh.
I do not want to incentivize you guys to do evil things any more than you already naturally are.
So, is there any reason why we would ever use the dark side points for ourselves?
No. I was just trying to be funny, which I since learned my lesson.
That you're not funny.
That was not the lesson.
It is now. It's the only thing I've taken away from this conversation all day today.
Okay.
Ever since it started.
Adam.
Like, God is not funny.
Brutal.
Apt.
You guys
brutal
are
brutal and apt.
You guys are in a jungle. And Ghost is underneath an unconscious Wookiee. You just blasted him.
I stunned him.
Stunned him. Okay. Anybody else want to catch up on where we were? Questions or anything before we get into it?
I just woke up from a very long nap. I think I was sleepwalking. Where are we?
We're in Blackwater Crater. Blackwind Crater.
What should I rip the arms off of?
That monkey you're covered in.
Wait, this monkey right here?
Yeah.
This one right on top of me?
We have to go to the center of the crater to look for a person named Mindy.
I grab the monkey by the scruff of its neck, and I'm holding it. I'm assuming it's shrieking.
No, it's stunned.
Stunned or
Sarn,
dead?
At the very end of the episode, stunned the monkey.
Oh, why is it on my head then and not just like on my back if I'm just carrying it around?
It's not on your back. It's on top of you.
No,
you were wrestling it. Oh, go ahead, Sarn.
Oh, I'm not walking with it. I'm like on the ground right now.
Yeah, you're on the ground. The monkey's on top of you.
I stunned it
because you like begged me not to kill it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes,
so
I love this
monkey.
I'm petting it.
It is a very ferocious looking monkey.
Well, yeah, not anymore. It's sleeping. It's adorable.
It was kicking the shit out of both of you. Oh, and Graf is there.
Its teeth are so pretty.
My shit has been kicked in.
All right. I was close, wasn't it?
I don't remember much. I must have taken a couple really hard knocks to the head.
Oh, you really gave it to that monkey. But then he almost had you.
Graf, what do we need you for now, exactly?
I doubt it.
You don't, but you thought I'd be useful.
And now you're proven not to be.
I wasn't.
I will pay you money to fight more monkeys for profit.
What kind of profit?
I'm talking a ghost.
Oh, ghost.
So when I have you fight monkeys, Graf, you weren't doing anything. But watching that Wookiee fight that monkey was the best thing I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I'm hot.
I bet you people would bet money on it.
Hey, yes, we can arrange that when we are done with the mission.
I will totally arrange that. We'll be millionaires. And you get to fight and eat as many monkeys as you'd like.
Don't eat monkeys.
You get to fight as many monkeys as you like.
All right, I'm in.
You can't eat them.
I don't, though. I choose not to.
Why?
I'm a vegetarian. Very...
You're a... What about all of the sausage and bacon at the big breakfast says that you ate?
No, I left all the sausage and bacon.
So far, what? No.
I permit eggs, so I ate a lot of eggs and omelets and cheese. Yes, those are all fine.
You've got to be the universe's first vegan Wookiee.
I'm not a vegan. Ugh. Vegetarian. Yes.
You had a big breakfast without ham, sausage, bacon, sausage, and beans. Well, beans isn't meat.
Spam.
No, I ate a lot of beans. There was also some tofu sausage. It was quite good.
You know what? That explains the smell in the Kahuna Wave now.
That
I get it.
Sounds a lot like
retconning. Does it smell fibrous?
The big breakfast.
That was terrible.
So, where are we going?
To the center of the crater.
Oh, yeah, let's go to the center. Well,
RX told us where the center was.
Oh,
which
okay.
way is the center?
That-a-way. And I point the
way. We walk in the way that RX told us to walk in.
No, Mac knows. He talked to RX.
Oh, all right.
I start walking. I start walking wherever Max pointed then.
Yep, we go.
Are you carrying the monkey?
Yeah, that's exactly. It questions me.
Yes, it's slumped over my shoulder now.
This monkey might have to join our team. He can be the monkey you fight.
Yeah, we can call him Mollus.
Mollus.
Like a monkey Wallace?
Yeah, monkey Wallace. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so you guys start making an arduous journey towards the center of the crater, walking through this lush... jungle. It's a marshy jungle, and it's pretty hot and wet.
What was the climate/landscape of this planet like outside of the comet?
It doesn't have as much water as say Earth, but it's green. And up until this point, neither Mac nor Sarn have ever really seen the color green. Except for Sarn. Sarn is green. But besides that, never that green.
Yeah, and if I've seen Sarn, I've seen green.
All right, fine. They've seen...
Have you guys watched the Book of Boba Fett yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are quite a few Twi'leks.
But I did see there are a bunch of Twi'leks in it. That's cool.
There's one green one, I think, too. He's really disgusting.
He looks very muscular, put Sarn to shame.
He looked more like Zuga 2 than Sarn.
Yes,
Zuga 2.
Oh, yeah.
Are we still supposed to be blind? Because I still just see a black screen.
Let me see your character. Do you guys see the... Is everybody blind?
No, it's
still black.
It's still black? All right.
I am super blind.
The blindest.
There we go.
Oh, better? There it is.
All right, that's my bad.
That's what the monkey looks like?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it was a terrifying monkey. You guys were very scared.
It also looks pretty tasty.
Yeah, you could probably eat it. Wait, you should do this in character.
That is in character. I want to eat this monkey. Sarn wants to eat this monkey.
No, I say we keep it as a pet. Or at very least, a throwable object.
I mean, it did try to kill us.
We just turn his monkey into a Pokemon?
I mean, if the shoe fits.
If the Pokeball fits.
Pokemon Johto.
His name is no longer Mollus, it is Mankey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, just keep him knocked out and then wake him up right before and just throw him. I guarantee you it could only work for our benefit.
You guys are just – it's a long walk because remember, this is six – what did we say it was? 6 kilometers wide, this crater. So you guys have been – you guys walk for a while.
Yeah, we're talking while we're walking.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those walks.
I always like walking downhill.
Well, yeah, you are walking to the bottom of the crater because the crater is. Let me explain to you a crater. It's shaped like a bowl. So you guys are going to the bottom of the bowl.
Hey, Graf.
Yeah.
How good are you at piloting?
Not very. Well, let me look. Let me check my stats right here. Oh.
What's a stat?
I don't have my
cards. I'm not a great pilot.
You don't have your card?
Oh, wait, I don't have my
your in-character card.
Like an arrow, yeah.
But wait, what's stats?
It's like a way to quantify your abilities. And we used to do that all the time in the Redarian Chain game. We would argue about it for hours and hours at the pub. What you might...
But who assigns value to your ability?
There's a central body run by... Guinness.
You wouldn't fight a monkey, but you know the term quantitative?
Quantitative, yes. We learned that. We did a lot of arguing.
Is pirating 101?
Wait, what about the monkey I didn't know?
These are some very well-educated pirates.
They are. I am so glad they're on our side.
The pirates? Well, if you're trying to kill them, they're probably not on your side.
No, you, the well-educated pirate.
Well, no.
Yes, quantitative pirate.
Well, I'm not educated. I just like to gamble and argue.
All right, then.
All right. Are we still able to communicate with RX?
You could try your communicator.
I don't have my communicator.
Well, then you're probably not going to be able to talk to him.
I just don't want to walk back up this hill to get to the kahuna. If we can just tell him where to go and he can land and pick us up, that would be, great.
Okay.
I mean, how close are we to the crater? Do we need to be picked up?
I mean, you're in the crater.
I mean, to the center, I mean.
You guys are approximately... No, it's not a day's walk. It's just like probably an hour.
Because I think we're trying to decide whether we can. Is there a place to park the ship over by the center of the crater?
You guys crash landed the ship.
Yeah, we don't know if there's, but we're walking uphill on the way back, so it's going to be at least 3 hours for Sarn to get back to the ship.
Because of the toe?
Yes, because of the toe.
Okay.
And Sarn doesn't know how to walk through forests.
George is getting angry.
So you've never seen a forest then?
Not like this.
Yes, I have. I grew up in a forest.
Well, yes.
Can I take the monkey's place then? You can just leave the monkey here and you can carry me?
No.
Why not? It's worse for me. I have to be closer to your smell.
I smell good.
As you say that, you start hearing more monkey sounds. Talos.
We should probably start running before we have to face these monkeys.
Sarn takes his blaster off of stun.
I switched the monkey from a fireman carry position to a cradling position.
Like a baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a baby?
In case other monkeys see us, now they will see me cradling a unconscious one instead of just kind of unceremoniously hanging it over my shoulder.
Perfect. Hold it hostage.
Yeah, but gently. I'm holding it hostage gently.
Gently prepare to break its neck.
I'll let you be the bloodthirsty one.
All right, who wants to roll a perception?
I think my perception sucks, but I'll do it. You perceive nothing. What's the difficulty?
Average.
What's your perception skill?
2 green.
I've got a yellow and a green.
Well, I'm rolling. You can roll after. Hey, I failed.
All right. Advantage.
Oh, wait.
Hey, there's a shiver in the trees over there. Sarn, you have good sight. You should look over there. Get a boost for me pointing out to you where you should look.
I will allow it.
I don't know what a boost is, though.
But thankfully, Sarn does.
Sounds gamey.
You know what would probably be gamey? That monkey. Let's eat him.
It's not letting me roll.
Okay, I can roll for you, Sarn. General skill. Perception.
I just have the...
Too difficult to use.
The flavor text.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I know. Well, I succeeded.
You succeeded. And the boost did nothing.
I knew where to look, but not at once.
Okay, so you're successful and very successful, 4 successes, and you look to where Ghost had pointed out, and you see and hear the rustling he was talking about, but also you notice that the rustling is kind of coming from more than one direction. And it's
wrestling or the rustling?
It's now you're just nitpicking my accent. But
it's gonna be both.
they're not really wrestling, they're rustling around you.
Wait, what kind of accent do you have that you would pronounce wrestling as wrestling?
Mid, I have a mid accent.
I should use my hunting goggles for that role.
Yeah, you probably should have. I mean, you want to... Okay, fine. You heard the rustling. You can use the hunting goggles to get a better look.
Alright. So do I just roll another boost?
No. I don't know what the hunting goggles do. Does it say anything for them?
It says grants boost die.
Okay, so we'll do another roll. You said you can't do it. I'll do another perception roll.
Well, I've got the other page pulled up, so I can do it, but you just won't be able to see it.
Oh, the other die. Oh, so don't lie, I guess.
I won't lie. I can show it to you. 4 successes, 2 advantages, 3 successes, 1 threat.
Okay, you look and you see it's more monkeys.
I hope Mankey is like king of these monkeys.
This isn't a Mankey, it's a primate.
Sorry, I hope this primate you're carrying is the king of these monkeys.
Yes, he seems rather regal, don't you think?
How many monkeys are we talking?
I think probably about 5.
Can my blaster light a flame like on the grass to keep them away? Can I light a fire to keep them away?
It sounds like that would be like a light side point.
Oh, I don't want to use it for that.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said okay.
Oh, okay. I can hear.
Yeah, I didn't hear you at first either.
Sorry.
All right, guys. I guess double time into that direction.
Yeah. Run away!
Alright.
How do we do an escape roll?
Athletics? Agility?
Skullduggery?
I mean, it would be an agility roll, yeah. Or no, not athletics, I mean.
Athletics, yeah.
You guys need to start running?
Yeah, you should probably start running.
Roll athletics.
What's the difficulty?
It's going to be hard, which is 3 purple, because you guys are running through marsh.
As Sarn starts running, Sarn wants to... Keep rolling. You're not going to let me finish. I'm hoping to give you a boost die here.
Well, it's too late. Well, Mac hasn't rolled. Oh, yes, he did.
He failed.
And Sarn, I guess you could get a boost.
I just want to start, like, blind firing into where I sense most of the monkeys.
Sense them?
So do like a cover sensed. Yeah. Okay. Or saw the bushes move. I just kind of want to lay down like a cover fire as I'm running backwards.
Okay. There's a chance that we may resolve this peacefully.
Okay. Not while you're carrying the corpse of their king.
It's not a corpse.
They don't know that. They are monkeys.
I think they know that. Monkeys are pretty smart.
They really aren't, though.
Can we get an intelligence check on this monkey?
The monkey has passed out.
So that's a no?
No, that's a no. So, sorry, are you just running?
I'm running. I think I fell.
Sorry. No. Yeah, Mac Skyblade ran, and we're not sure what he did yet. But what about... Sorry, you need to roll.
I want
to
do the cover fire. Do I get a boost for the cover fire or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can have a boost for that. Yeah.
3 successes, 2 advantages.
Okay. That's for athletics. Okay, so you're running, and you do get a boost, so my
advantage would be that, because Mac was running away, and he fell, but he fell to his knee, so as I'm running past him, I pick him up.
Let's see. Okay.
To get him back on his feet to go.
Well, let's say you didn't quite pick him up all the way, so you're dragging him for a little bit of time.
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair and accurate, most likely.
So you see this shot, and all of a sudden, now there are monkeys who come out who slowly come out of the bushes towards you.
So as he's pulling me, I start blasting at them. Can I do that?
Hold on.
As Sarn is pulling you, not he.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sarn is going to get...
I've already slipped up twice with it.
With what?
Saying he...
Oh, what happened to the music?
I muted it.
Oh. Why would that work on all of us?
It probably doesn't.
Okay. You guys will be in combat. I'll let Mac make a shot.
I was just hoping to do a running gun, but all right. Like, as he's dragging me, I'm shooting.
Well,
or is that part of the combat?
You can still... I mean, you can still make the shot. You will get a shot off. If you guys want to continue to run, you can still run away. You don't have to fight the monkeys.
Running. I'm just running. I succeeded.
I feel like there's better things to do than fight the monkeys. Oh, God, there's a lot of them, and they're all ugly. They're very ugly monkeys.
Okay, yeah, you are surrounded by monkeys. Then we're going to add these to add everybody to combat.
Is there a way I can look up to see what stun grenades do?
Yeah, if you go to items, so it's a little briefcase. I think you should be able to search for. You don't have a briefcase?
No, I have one that says items directory.
And it says what?
items directory?
Yeah, it should be in there. No?
All I have is talents.
Okay, so you want... What is it? What kind of a grenade?
Stun. Because apparently I have four of them. And I probably should have used that instead of...
You might be able to click on it in your... It's in your inventory.
No, it's written down.
Okay.
Where's my inventory?
So if you click on your character sheet, do you see underneath your stats where it says characteristics, gear, and equipment? They're in gray boxes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you read the stun grenade? Stun grenades use sonic waves, concussion shocks, and other methods to stun their targets. Like frag grenades, stun grenades can be set to detonate on impact or set with a timer to detonate up to 3 rounds after being activated. Stun grenades rarely have pressure detonators. So it's 8 it's 8 stun damage.
8 stun damage?
Yeah.
Is that a lot? I don't know.
Well, your rifle is 9 damage. So stun damage is similar in that I believe it affects their strain rather than their wounds.
Yeah, because if someone maxes out strain, they like pass out or something, right? Right? Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I assume that's how you took care of Mankey slash Primeape.
It was the stun setting on my blaster.
It was the stun setting on your blaster, yes.
Yeah. Okay, you guys want to keep running, or you want to fight?
I'm like ahead of you guys. I'm still running. I haven't even turned around to think about it.
Well, I say we run. You keep pulling me, and I'll blast.
Okay.
All right, I hand him one of my stun grenades and say, when shit gets hairy, throw this.
Okay.
All right, then. All right, so I blast, or I shoot,
I'm going to roll initiative.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How is Primeape first?
Wait, hold on. I don't know which one that
out?
Is.
I can never remember. Is it Vigilance or Cool?
That's not the passed out one. They all have the same name.
Oh. Okay.
Because I copied and pasted.
Is it Vigilance or Cool?
It is Cool.
I did Vigilance because I assumed we knew.
It's the opposite. Cool is, yes.
I don't know how to re-roll this then.
Then I can reset the initiative. Yeah, all you bozos have to roll again.
All right, I'm fine with that.
I can roll now?
Yeah.
And we're rolling Cool?
Yes.
Cool, not Vigilance.
Oof, that's a low roll.
Oh, that is very low.
Oh, boy.
Is that how you spell Primeape? I don't know if that's how you spell Primeape.
Oh, then they're Primeapes. Doesn't matter. None of this matters. Okay, Mac, you're at the top, but it's just PCs. So
yeah, it's definitely EAP.
Okay.
All right, so I just blast at one, right?
You can. You also have a stun grenade.
Has things got hairy yet?
I think they're fairly hairy, yes.
All right, then I'm going to throw the stun grenade.
Okay.
What do I throw? How do I do that?
The stun grenade is...
Is that gunnery?
I have to look. What is the stun grenade? Or what is the...
I have -4 ability, but I don't know if that's...
Stun grenade... It's ranged light.
Oh, so whatever your ranged light is?
Yeah.
All right, so let's roll it.
Average.
Average?
Yeah. Wow, your ranged light is pretty good. Okay, so you throw down the stun grenade. It goes off. It distracts all of the apes. And they all take, let's see, what would it be, 8 damage?
10?
No. Or not damage, it'd be stun.
Yeah, 10 stun.
It's not 10.
Well, oh, it's only 8. Okay, so it's not.
Oh,
like
no, the, you do, you're saying because you add the advantages?
The successes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And what do these guys even have? All right.
Why do I have 2 comm links?
You probably took one from Scruffy.
Right.
Or no, you guys did take one from the spy.
Okay. I was just curious why it is.
All right. So you guys have done, you guys have done some damage to the Mankeys, to the Talios, and they are stunned and back, taken aback. they use their turns to get closer to you, and now they are all within close distance because they were before at medium. And oh no, I guess they would get a maneuver and a.
Where's my? Where's Graf and Sarn's turn?
Oh yeah, you guys do have turns. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we exist.
Yeah, you're right.
Sarn exists.
Yeah, I mean it is just a PC, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot at these guys too. Unless you want to go first, son.
No, you go for it.
All right. So he goes at he aims at one of them, who's at they're at medium distance, as I said. Man shoots his light blaster. And misses. Ah, blimey. That brings it up to another PC.
All right. Hey, Graf, throw me your gun really quick. I need a one-handed weapon.
That was going to... Well, he can't. It's not his turn. He used his turn. That would be a maneuver. So you would have to go to him and get it from him, which would burn a maneuver.
But we're still running, right?
Yeah.
All right. Which means I would have to shoot on the run.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Right, I guess I should be giving you guys setbacks because you guys are on the run.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. I mean, I guess you could use one of your maneuvers to keep pace. Or not. Yeah.
These guys are pretty tough. But I only got 2. Wait, the top level is strain, right?
The blue is strain.
Blue is strain, okay. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop. We'll let Mac stand up and, you know, stop having me drag him.
Yeah, I mean, this has been fun.
You're going to prop him up?
You know what? I'm just going to let go. He can stand up on his own.
Okay, but you guys really have to stop moving. Well, Mac stops moving. Mac is starting to move.
No. We both stop moving.
Okay.
And I want to shoot the one that's closest to me. So this one to the right, I guess.
Okay.
So I want to shoot that one.
Okay.
And how close did you say they were?
They're at medium range right now.
I got 5 successes, 1 advantage.
Okay, so you hit them?
Yeah, for 7 damage.
Oh, what is this?
Wait. Yeah.
That is the wrong.
Well, wait. Because I got 5. But my blaster rifle is 9. So 14 damage, really.
Okay, you obliterate that monkey. He's dead.
Yeah!
You smoked him.
Monkey.
Then you shoot him and the air is filled with a tinged smell of burning monkey hair.
But it smells like toasted monkey flesh.
It's both. It can be, why not both?
Yeah, it could be, it is both.
Okay, and the monkeys become even further enraged, and they get closer on to you. I think there's been, well, I guess Ghost hasn't had his turn yet, so you guys are still kind of close, but the monkeys are getting closer to you, so now they're all within close range with their turns. That's Graf. He's scared.
Wait, isn't one of them dead, though?
One of them's dead. They're very mad about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's 4 of them.
I'm very mad about it.
4 left.
There's 3 left. The fourth one is the passed out monkey that Ghost is still carrying like a baby.
Oh, okay. Okay, why is that one not, like, incapacitated then?
It is incapacitated.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It doesn't matter. It didn't take a turn.
No, I know, but on the list, it's got 5 of them total.
Yeah, but it has the egghead one is passed out. Incapacitated.
Gotcha.
I don't know what the label it is.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that was their move.
Yeah, they're encroaching in closer to you, and now it's Ghost's turn.
Okay. I throw the monkey at one of the other monkeys.
Oh, that would be... What kind of check would that be? Athletics, maybe? Okay.
Sure. Okay. What's the difficulty?
Difficulty is the average, I guess. Well, no, they're close to you now, so I guess it would just be... Yeah, it's fine.
I rolled it already.
It's but it's failed. So you do throw the monkey. It doesn't hit the other monkeys, but they're even madder because you threw the monkey at them. They're very angry monkeys.
Does that count as an action or a maneuver?
It would be an action, I think. If you're going to do anything for damage, it would be an action.
Okay.
I mean, so I guess, you guess you still have a maneuver. I assume you were going to continue running, which would take a maneuver.
Well, no. The party is in danger. I don't run from danger.
You just let it be stunned on top of you.
Well, no, I threw it, actually. Did you not just
miss?
Beforehand.
Beforehand, though. You just,
I was sleepwalking. I cannot account for any of my actions during that time.
I think that's for a concussion from hitting your head on the fridge.
Maybe.
No.
Well,
whatever it is, do it.
Can I maneuver? So there's a monkey between me or next to me.
No, that's the passed out one.
No. There's the one on top of me.
Right.
Then there's one next to you, to your left.
Yeah.
Can I jump between as a maneuver? I won't I won't grapple with it or anything, but can I just
You're just jumping in between. Right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I roar in a Wookiee way very loudly at the monkey.
That's gotta be intimidation.
Oh, crap.
I can't do it. No, my kids are asleep.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 sec. I gotta grab my phone charger. I forgot to bring it up.
Sweet Jesus.
It's at 20% and we still have...
Okay, this is a good... This is a drink break then.
Okay. Oh, you're watching this now? No, I'm playing my game. I just needed my... My phone's at 20%. Yeah. You're not making another drink?
I might actually go get something to eat. I'm right back.
Okay. I'm gonna take my headphones out so you guys can't hear me pee.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Where's Sarn's headgear?
It's at home.
Oh. You guys don't remember Zuga 2?
Vaguely. Was he a Wookiee?
You guys have never met a Wookiee.
You don't know that.
No, I don't. But I just mean in this game, you have not met a Wookiee yet.
Oh.
Well, you have not met a Wookiee yet.
Well, then no.
You want to, but you have not met a Wookiee.
I killed one.
But you also killed one. No, but that was not like, you know, they didn't help you. Zuga 2 helped you. He was instrumental in taking down Teemo the Hutt.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody we'd forget.
Who was instrumental in
Zuga 2?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tuba.
I'm gonna teach remote. You still have to call him to get a sub though. Cause even if I teach remote, there has to be someone in the room.
He's
wow. He's arguing with someone.
Oh, what a surprise.
His tree.
Did you say his tree? he's sitting there yelling at his tree?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. I believe we ended the round, right? Because Ghost is the last one, right?
Yeah, so now it's Max's turn.
All right, before Max's turn... You guys hear some blasters, and they circle all around you. Just some heavy blasters coming in, just narrowly missing all of the monkeys. No, it hits one, and the monkey is exploded with blood, and is like dead. And the other monkeys scurry away.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. You leave us alone.
Thus ending combat.
I'm hiding in a bush. My natural territory.
Everybody roll a simple perception. By simple, or basic perception. What I mean by that is no difficulty.
Hopefully we perceive something, then I guess.
If you don't perceive something with no difficulty, you guys don't ever deserve it ever. And Sharon, what was yours?
Two advantages.
And no successes? You failed? You failed a simple check? Oh, my. Okay, so, Mac, you recognize, you were able to, because you were kind of facing the other way, you were able to see where it was coming from, and you saw it was some kind of sniper rifle, and you recognize it as, like a clone trooper type weapon.
Well, I start
and it came from the distance. From. What?
It came from a distance?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, it came from a distance. You guys know what direction it came from. And Mac knows that it looked like it was clone trooper equipment.
Is it the same direction that we're traveling in?
No.
All right, let's keep running towards the center of the crater then.
Okay.
Away from this blaster fire.
Okay.
Agreed. These woods are haunted with blasters.
Wait, hold on a second. I just sit there and I scream out, Mandy. Mandy!
It's Mindy.
You don't hear anything in response.
Mindy! Right,
now let's keep running.
Mandy?
What? Hey, so Mac, did you say anything about it, or you just noticed that it was clone trooper stuff?
I just noticed it.
Okay. Okay. So you guys keep run. You guys just run in the opposite direction.
Yeah. We're headed to the center.
Okay. All right. You guys keep running. So you guys are about halfway, and you get to the center of the crater. And the center of a crater is a marshy, like water, just like a retention pond kind of, not a retention pond, but it's just like, it's water. There's nothing there.
The retention pond.
Well, yeah, I guess it's not really a retention pond. I mean, I just meant it's shallow.
What an empty retention pond. We find ourselves in.
All right. I turn around and start running right towards where the blaster fire came from then.
What? Okay. So you just run. So you get there. You guys look and there's not really anything there. And then you start turning around and running in the complete opposite direction.
Towards wherever the blaster fire came from.
Okay.
I follow him.
Okay. And Mac?
I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm like kind of just following along. Like I'm definitely stealthily.
But you're hanging back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just keep screaming out, Mandy.
Okay.
And I keep screaming out, who's Mandy?
I keep it's whispering, it's Mindy.
Okay.
Is it Mandy or Mindy?
That bush just told me it's Mindy.
That stealthy bush?
The stealthy bush just said it's Mindy. I scream out Mindy.
I flipped a dark side point. You guys are ensnared in a net, and the net grabs around you like one of those, like, I don't know, nets. And it pulls you up, and you're hanging by a tree at this point. It is only Ghost and Sarn.
Okay, do I still have my hand on my blaster?
It's not in your hand. I mean, it didn't fall out. But yeah, you still have your blaster. I don't know, did you have it out?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's also a rifle. I took a look at what these blaster rifles look like. They're huge. You guys have been just sort of wheeling them around willy-nilly, which I think...
Like it's GTA.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Where you just like at GTA with the cheats where you just pull out a bazooka out of your butt and just start firing at the bar.
I mean, these things, they're gigantic. So, I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
I'm pretty
that
sure
whatever
I have
said.
I just looked at my items. I have 3 guns and a knife hidden on my person.
Yeah, I feel like some of this is going to need to be reined in, but for now, I guess we'll go with
This is like the scene in Forrest Gump when he's going back for all the people thinking it's Bubba. That's what Sarn's doing. Sarn's holding the gun as he's running into it.
Okay, that makes sense. So but now, like now you and Ghost are stuck in a Bugs Bunny net, and you guys have just been pulled up. You're hanging from a tree.
God damn it, Mandy.
Oh, and I guess Graf is in there, too. Although, because I guess he was just blindly running along with you guys.
Well, well, well. Look who's here. I'm still hiding in the bush, but I'm like, kind of like, because I've been carrying the bush with me.
Well, how the turntables.
Kind of like that net in The Simpsons where, like, the whole town was caught in that net. I don't remember. Why were they in that net?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's when they were trying to break the record for being the fattest town.
And then they got stuck in
the
net.
That was the pyramid.
Okay. Well, whatever. You guys are stuck in a net, and Graf is like,
way to go.
I'm just screaming.
Wait, Graf, don't just scream. A hollow knife? Or a hollow vibrator?
What?
Vibro knife?
Vibro knife?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a vibro saber.
Oh, I do have a vibro knife.
Wait, hold on. What is it? It's a vibro rapier.
Yeah, the vibro rapier.
I do have one of those. And he gets it out, and he cuts the net and falls out.
All of us or just
no? He falls out at first,
and we fall on top of him.
No, but. You guys, he just falls out of a hole in the net. So you guys don't immediately fall out, but if you want to, you could jump through the hole, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, can Sarn prepare Sarn's self to fall on Sarn's feet?
Why are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Sarn has not decided his pronouns is what the problem is.
Yeah, Sarn's pronoun is Sarn, which I think was a poor decision, but that's what he's gone with.
I think it was a poor decision.
Well, I is not a pronoun.
Oh.
Well.
I mean, I think technically Sarn, it is a pronoun, but...
I think technically it's not.
Sarn prepares oneself to fall.
That was so funny.
That was not the eye.
You guys really paused there.
Okay, so you wiggle through the hole in the net?
Yes.
I mean, I really thought the whole thing would just come flying open. You guys would fall, but I guess it's not how it works.
Is that what you wanted, Graf?
I don't know. I just didn't want to be in the net anymore.
Okay.
So then okay, if you want to land on your feet, you're going to have to do acrobatics check.
Acrobatics?
Do we have acrobatics? No, we don't. So
I
have
no,
to
I think it's just athletics. And difficulty?
I don't know. How difficult do you think that would be? It sounds kind of hard to me.
Depends on how high the net is.
It's, I don't know, 20 feet.
Okay, yeah, it's probably going to be pretty hard.
All right.
I got a success in 3 threats.
All right. You do pretty good. All right, Ghost, are you coming out or what?
I land, but like my robo toe hits a small rock. Then it just gets stuck in the closed position instead of the open position.
So now you have setback rolls on all your further athletics checks for the rest of the year.
No, I think it fixed.
It fixed his toe. How his toe is able to have a blast? Does your toe blast? Does it blast?
No, it does not blast.
It does not.
It's not a blasting toe.
This toe is
a normal metal toe. All right.
I'm assuming Ghost wiggles his way out of there and falls on his feet right away because he's born of trees.
That's racist.
He's a Wookiee. He loves trees.
No, I am okay with it. I am born of the trees.
Yeah.
All right. And I love trees.
Okay.
All right. Just to make it fair, Tiger.
What do you mean fair? Do we fail?
I'm going to take a strain for that.
Why? No.
Because I fell awkwardly.
No, it's fine. I wasn't going to make you roll for that, but you wanted to roll, so I thought it would add some flavor. Unfortunately, it didn't. You guys... Oh, wait, we can get rid of these monkeys.
The monkeys are in the net with us?
No, the monkeys have scattered. Oh, boy. You guys stink. That was great.
That might just be Ghost.
That's Ghost. Okay. And when you hit the ground, you start to see three what look to be like older men. They look to be like in their 60s. And they're wearing like armor that... let's see. Which one's you? One of you? I guess they're... It's clone armor. So immediately Mac recognizes it as clone armor. And there's three of them.
Who are you three?
Well, we could say the same thing to you.
Well,
that's actually a new voice.
My name is Sarn Turbo. I'm an assassin bounty hunter.
You didn't really need to add the assassin part.
Who didn't need to. So one kind of comes up so two kind of hang back and one comes up like approaches more first.
Does he look like Tamura Morrison?
I don't know who that is, but yes. I assume you know the narrator. then where is your not in character card?
I haven't had one.
We all have one. We all have one.
Okay. Obvious when I'm narrating. I'm talking to different voice.
Warrenson. What did you say it was?
Does he look like a clone?
Like a clone, but I'm old.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
But I'm old.
I don't know. Does Ghost recognize clones?
Yeah, there were. There were clones on Kashyyyk still.
Okay.
When I was little. Okay. Old clones that stayed there after the war.
Okay.
Oh, after Order 66.
Yeah.
Okay.
State your business.
Trooper.
Mandy.
Pooper? Are you a Republic trooper?
No business of yours. What are you doing here? You've come to our home. What are you doing with those monkeys?
Well, mostly running from the monkeys. We are.
Yeah, but you look like you killed a few of them.
I killed none of them.
And you three killed more.
Oh, we did. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I know we killed one. The others scattered.
This is a weird thing to argue about.
Yeah, so wow. The memory's a tricky thing. Yes.
I guess as the clone body ages, it does not age gracefully.
Neither does its mind. I like this Wookiee.
Well, Trooper, we are here to seek... we are seeking information on the Rodarian chain gang. We have information that led us to this crater.
You notice they kind of clam up. They look at each other, sort of unsure how to answer you. Or not answer you, but what to do with that information.
Proceed, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well... We may be able to help you if you can help us.
What do you need?
As you can see, those Dalios,
The monkeys, yes.
Yes, I don't know of monkeys.
You don't call them mankeys, huh?
No, we don't call them mankeys. We don't call them primates.
We call them you just
don't know. Whoa. Yeah, how do you even know?
You just did.
We've been following you for a long time. Ever since you got here. In that hunk of junk.
Maybe the most sneaky clones that ever existed.
We're quite sneaky.
And obviously.
You are right about the hunk of junk thing.
We saw you arrive in that hunk of junk that I assume you call a ship.
I mean, it was a ship before we had to come to this godforsaken crater.
It's a real piece of shit.
What was your ship?
We don't have one.
All right, then. So I wish we had one, though. Now, let me ask you this. Do you guys know a Mandy or a Mindy?
A who?
Mandy or Mindy?
They just insulted the Kahuna Wave. You're going to take that?
Oh, my shot's being aimed.
And then you hear him chattering amongst each other. They kind of step back and they make like a little clone huddle, a little clone bone action. And they're thinking, and they come back to you and say,
"You guys should come back to our base. We could talk this thing out. I think maybe we can come to some sort of arrangement where we can help each other."
Before we do, are you for or are you against the butt radar?
Who's the butt radar? You talking about the Rodarians?
The butt radar leads the Rodarians.
We work with him. But
I obviously get very angry at this. The hair on the back of my neck goes up.
Okay.
Gets stiff.
Like a cat.
So
exactly.
You step up on
or
him?
Or a dog or a human even. I haven't promised violence, but I'm certainly angry and looking intimidating. And, you know, I'm like an 8-foot tall Wookiee, so.
Right. So you're getting, you take like one small step towards him. It's not like a super like, okay, we're going to brawl now, but you're clearly agitated at him. He's kind of struck a nerve and he gets a little nervous because, yes, you're an 8-foot tall Wookiee. And they get kind of nervous in the back as well. And they say, "Hey, whoa. Yeah, we work for him, but it's kind of the only choice we got. And it looks like we might be the only choice you got." So.
"I have fond memories of clone troopers from the Republic. So I shall give you some leeway."
Yeah, I think we should go to their camp.
"So I shall grant you some quarter." Yeah, that's a better way to say it. Okay.
Quarter.
"Yes, I will go to their camp. Yes, I will not rip your arms off."
"Please don't rip my arms off."
"I just said I will not."
"Well, please continue to not do so."
Well, now you're so awkward about it. Now I kind of want to again. But no,
please
no.
Don't.
I need these for like eating. And then grabbing the back and just like, he's like,
"Yeah, don't rip his arms off. My leg got ripped off. It wasn't fun."
"Wait, who ripped off Kraft's leg?"
No, it was an accident, like a bomb." Unrelated.
"Oh, that's quite different from getting ripped off."
"Yes, okay. But it's not fun to have limbs amputated is really all I was trying to, bring to the conversation."
"I think it really is just a matter of perspective."
"Well, my perspective is getting your limbs ripped off is bad."
"Yes, which is opposite of mine."
"Which is, you want your arms ripped off?"
"No one was talking about ripping my arms off."
"Oh, right." And then the lead clone trooper kind of looks down over, kind of walks over by this vested man in the back, and it's like, "What say you?"
This busted man.
Oh, this busted man in the back. "You've been awfully quiet over here. Stealthy, even.
Oh, you can see me?
I guess not that stealthy.
Audibly stealthy, but quite conspicuous.
Was it the bush?
No, well, your vest is yellow.
Oh.
No, it's not.
It's not.
What color is it? But no, I saw you. You coming with or what?
All right, can I bring the bush?
What? No, the bush is attached to the ground. It's got roots.
I've been carrying this bush for about a mile.
Oh, I didn't know it was that kind of bush. All right. So, clone troopers start walking away. And they expect you to follow them.
I start following, but the gun, my gun's always at the ready.
I'm not. I'm in a tense, but like no weapons drawn or anything. Like my shoulders are tense, but I'm just following. Arms down at my sides.
And Mac has a bush in his hands.
Wait, it's in his hands?
He's carrying the bush. He loves his bush. He says he's been walking with it for 2 miles.
Well, no one's been able to see me so far. Except for that one clone trooper.
Everyone's been able to see you.
I'm not convinced. I think it was only the one clone trooper, and my respect for him and his vision is I'm startled. Here's something about him.
Mac, we were not able to see you, but we were, however, able to see a walking bush. Which was itself enough of a curiosity.
Listen, don't try to cover it. There's something special about this clone trooper. Mark my words.
I walk up to Mac and smack the bush out of his hands.
I smack you. I pick it up and I smack you in the back of the butt.
In the back of the butt? With the bush?
The back of the butt?
Yeah.
Is that the genital area?
Hey, back there, you guys always bicker this much?
Yes.
Hey, you want a piece of this?
That bush
is walking around carrying a bush.
It's my stealth.
Oh, okay then.
It's my camouflage. We don't all blend in with the environment here, okay, Sarn?
All right.
The Robotoad glistens in the sunlight. I don't stand out or I don't blend in at all.
Okay. You guys come back to, you follow them back to their encampment, and you get back and you see like one of those like Civil War basic like encampments. There's a couple of tents around like a fire, but the tents look like they've been there for a while. So they're not just like canvas. They're a little bit more than that. They're like somewhere between tents and like, let's say like log cabins. Although one of the tents is sort of built around like a cave.
I'm just imagining like a stick fort with canvas.
Yeah. All right. Fine. That's good. Close enough. And you follow him. You walk up and you see the three clone troopers disappear into like the one that's in the side of like a mountain. It's kind of like a cave type thing. And
can I follow? I want to follow them.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to follow them, so.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But before you can
walk in there.
Okay, so you don't walk all the way in before coming out. Another stormtrooper or clone trooper comes out. So now there is four. And he comes out and they said, and the main one that was talking to you is, hey, Sarge, here they are. These are the guys we found. They were fighting the monkeys. And by monkeys, I mean the Talios. We don't call them monkeys. We don't even know what monkeys are. Nor do we know what primates are.
Permits.
Nor monkeys.
Nor monkeys.
Permits.
No, they were making a little bit of headway. I think they killed one. They were using it to fight the other ones and like throw them at them.
I did kill one.
It was quite ineffective.
It looked effective from where we were. You were making some headway.
Ineffective. I missed.
You did miss that time, but I think perhaps in the fullness of time, you may have picked it up and thrown it again. And who knows? That second
quite time. Ineffective was actually a Pokemon joke, another Pokemon joke.
No, so. I know. Just like the tackle in the first time you fought him. But still.
The art of throwing monkeys is a very, very...
Wait, I made a Pokemon joke when I wasn't even here?
No, when you were here, you made the same joke. You were there. You said ghost tackled. It was ineffective.
Oh.
But, sorry to digress.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was where that graph remembers.
All that about memory.
It's a crazy thing. Yeah, these guys, they I don't know if they would have killed all of them, but, you know, they killed more than zero, which is pretty good in my book.
It is pretty good. Do you guys have any healing supplies? I can use a stim pack or two.
Wait. And this is the main guy. He's got like
Sarge.
Yeah, this is Sarge. He comes up to you and he says, "You guys were fighting the monkeys?"
At least twice, yes.
And you killed a few of them and threw one at the others?
Well,
you're not afraid of them.
No.
And you know how to kill them.
Yeah. Blasters.
What brings you here?
That's the secret.
Mandy!
Mindy.
Mindy?
And or Mindy.
I don't know a Mandy.
But a Mindy.
I don't know a Mindy.
What about a Man-I?
I do not know a Man-I.
No, Mandy.
Mandy? No, it was not a
Mandy.
No, I was not trying to trick you with pronunciation. I do not know that person.
What about the butt radar? Do you know the butt radar?
I know of the butt radar. I've never met the butt radar.
Do you know how to get into contact with the butt radar?
I do not know how to get in touch with the butt radar. I do work for the Radarian. We do, and he kind of points amongst them. We, as you can see, are former clones. I'm sorry, just going to come out with it. Just get the elephant out of the room.
Pretty sure you still are clones.
I suppose we are still clones. We were formerly clone troopers. I guess we're still clone troopers. It's a good way. It's just a matter of perspective. However,
well, you're at least still clones. You may not still be troopers.
Oh, we're trooping. Never stop trooping.
Yet the Republic no longer exists.
No, we lost our jobs. I got laid off. In the Great War of Order 66. When they didn't need us anymore, we came out here. And
yes. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Sarge.
Yep.
How many Jedi have you killed?
It was a blur. And he sort of looks around. He's not really happy and sort of sad and forlorn. His eyes kind of roll in the back of his head. He has like a vision. And it's very emotional for him, and he turns back and he says, "I don't like to talk about it."
What Jedi did you serve under?
All the good ones, the great ones.
Like?
He said he doesn't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about that time of my life. It was terrible. And you don't understand what it was like. You could never understand.
Alright, so do you have any healing supplies?
We've got some, and he turns to another clone trooper and kind of points at him and he says, "Yeah, that's Oak over there. He does our healing around here. We can heal you if that's within both of our interests."
All right, so I start walking towards Oak. I put my arm around him.
Oak is kind of... he gets kind of nervous when you start putting your arm around him. And he's like, hey, hello.
I hate midgets.
I hate midgets. This is very difficult for everyone. Hey,
Hello, he says.
I need some healing. Good, sir.
Yeah, I know you do, but I don't know that we've figured out if it's in both of our interests yet.
Oh, it would definitely be in both of our interests.
And Sarge comes over and he says, he puts his arm around you and says, let's have a chat for a little bit. Before we do any healing.
Can't do that if my arm hurts.
Okay, you know what? This is getting nowhere. I'm glad that we met you. I'm glad that neither of us killed anyone. But we're going to go back over and just continue to keep to ourselves.
Well done.
Sorry, just be nice to him.
No.
You guys know the way out, right? Just head out that way.
Up ish in any direction, or are we at the center of a crater?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, see you later.
So I turn to walk away, and I take a stun grenade, I throw it behind me to detonate on impact into the group of all four of them.
The impact happens when it hits the ground.
Yeah, in the middle of all four of them.
Well, it depends if it's like based on a timer or if it's based on an impact.
Well, yeah, but you said
impact. I said it's impact, so I toss it behind me into the group of all four of them.
Okay.
This is a terrible idea. Why would you do this?
I mean, are you guys going to try and stop him? I know that, Mac, you sound like this is not a thing that you want to do. You should talk to him.
I reach up and try and attempt to grab the grenade out of the air.
All right, hold on. No, hold on. I prime the grenade. I'm walking away.
What are you? Why would, just because they get along with him, he'll heal you up. We'll do them a favor. Let's cool it. Don't need to be blowing things up.
Or we kill them all, take all of their supplies and their armor and pretend to be them, except for Ghost. Like, that's a little fucked up, but you can't be in their armor.
Sarn.
Be in their armor. How do Twi'leks do that?
That might be a plan eventually, but let us first find out what they know.
I don't think they're bad guys. I don't think we need to murder them to...
They work for the Rodarian Chain Gang. They are certainly not good guys. But I also do not advocate. But I also do not advocate killing them outright right now. Let us first.
They also saved you from all the monkeys.
I want to get the butt radar. These men, these clones, are insignificant. Let us first find out what they are.
I heard you say no. We're not insignificant.
No, you didn't hear me.
Oh, you're right. But I didn't like it. If I did.
Insignificant to our goals, it is hardly offensive to them.
All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom.
All right, go pee.
I'm going to walk away, but I'm going to flip the light side point to sneak in to the tent that they were in.
Okay.
Well, I want to see what's in there.
Thank God, that was the most shocked I've ever seen God look.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a light side point to take a nap in that tent.
Sarn would just take a nap. Okay, so you can use a light side point to try and sneak past them. You can have a boost for a reason to do a stealth check. And what is the reason?
Well, I tell them I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so that's some cover.
So I start walking. Yeah.
Well, nothing suspicious about that. Just Twi'lek going to the bathroom.
And I guess I get a boost to stealth.
Okay, so you're gonna have two boosts because you flipped the light side point.
All right. Oof. It's pretty good. So you have 2 stealth, right?
2 boost, you mean?
Boost, yeah.
And it's going to be hard because you're trying to sneak past soldiers. Wait, hold on. No, it would be against their vigilance, which will be 3 red.
3 red?
Yes.
No purple?
No purple.
No purple.
I guess I get 5 advantages.
But not successful?
Yeah, no.
So your advantages are that they don't notice that you're sneaking around. But you get enough sense from them kind of... So it's like one of those things where you like take a step and they kind of look back. Then you take another step and they kind of look back. And they don't see what you're doing, but you're making just enough noise that they like look back. And then as soon as they start looking, you undo the step. But you can't get one on them to get further back. Okay, but as you do that, you sort of walk away, and it leaving just Ghost and Mac, and I guess Graf.
I put the stun grenade back into my pocket, I guess.
But Mac and Ghost are sort of so the clone troopers have started to walk away from you, as Sarn walked away. But Mac and Ghost are still, like, close to the clone troopers.
Okay, so I go to talk to the clone troopers.
Okay.
Do we know what they're doing here yet? Did I miss that? They're just here for...
You guys haven't really talked to them at all, other than asking them to
heal
you.
Yeah, we've just been threatening them. I come up to them and I use, can I do like a, what's one of my checks? Like some kind of,
Well, first maybe get their attention.
Well, yeah, I'm going to walk up. Just want to make sure I know what I'm doing before I do anything. But, I go up to them and I say, sorry for my friend there.
Who are you?
My name is...
I didn't see you before behind that bush.
Yes, I am the master of disguise. I am a bush. I was a bush. I can teach you how to be that bush.
A walking bush.
It's a technique.
How long have you been carrying that bush?
Frankly, you stormtroopers should be carrying more bushes with you. You might be less shot.
Well, no, we're still very much alive.
Have you been shot before?
Yes, a lot.
Well, it's bush time, baby.
Okay.
And have I won them over with my charm? Can I throw a charm at them?
Sure.
Because I feel that was pretty charming right there.
Have you ever been shot before?
It's
charmed.
Bush time. Bush time, baby.
You open with that on a first date. Yeah.
Well, all right. If only I thought of like just holding up a bush.
it's the simple things in life, my friend. My simple things.
Your green friend, it's not very friendly.
Pushy, I might add. But
he's a little
good
pushy
in a tight situation. And let me tell you, you should see her wield you should see Sarn wield a gun.
Well. I saw him blast the shit out of that Talio. It was he didn't. But my boys told me that exploded. He didn't explode.
Yeah,
he
good person to have. Good person to have in a tight situation. Not good for negotiation. And he's a shit. And Sarn's a little grumpy because he's he's kind of
menstruating.
Wounded. No, that's very very.
What the fuck?
We're very frank, us clones. Also, we haven't met a lot of women, if you catch my drift.
That's not... Believe me, Sarn's not the one you want to meet.
Okay. I don't know. I've since learned that.
Well, listen, what are you guys doing down in this crater? We're here on a mission from, but we can't, trying to look for somebody, but what are you guys doing down here?
Well, yeah, we just sort of hang out in this crater. We take odd jobs.
You know, because of our where we're from, basically test tubes, clones. We age
more like fats.
Fats. Oh, vats. Fats, yes. Yes, they were. You know, I don't remember, but yeah, something like that. Yeah, we age somewhat more harshly than most humans, and we've sort of retired here. We take odd jobs when we can, but, you know, we're not wanted much anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that. It sounds like you guys have a really nice place here. Really great retention pond.
Do you like our tents?
I do. And you know what? The sticks and the canvas, really, I didn't think it would work, but once you get in there, it's very roomy and spacious.
You've been in one of them.
Well, I poked my head and I didn't go in there. I'm not rude, but you know, I wanted to see how
you were doing it when you were camouflaged by that bush. Did you invade our privacy?
No. I was just curious about the construction, about these tents. I mean,
no, they're made of sticks.
You guys put together
canvas.
A mean tent. It's the canvas
and sticks. So we take on odd jobs around here in the crater. You know, this is a former Republic base.
You guys seem a bit like your living situation, a bit tense.
What is that? Is that a joke? I don't understand. And you
it's
see,
a pun.
You see all
Multiple
the clone troopers
tents.
Look at each other. They don't quite understand what you've done because you've just said this pun. You're quite proud of yourself, and you're laughing, and they don't understand why.
But is my laugh so charming that they just kind of go with it?
I guess you can roll a charm check for that if you want.
Okay.
It's another charm check.
Charm. Oh! I am so charming.
They seem to have taken a liking to you, so they see that you're happy with what you've done. And they're
Never
happy
harm,
you're happy.
Only charm.
No harm, just charm. Max Skyblade.
Max Skyblade.
I don't understand what you're doing, but I'm glad you're happy. But memory's a tricky thing. What were we talking about?
I was just trying to figure out what you guys are doing here. We were told to go here for to meet somebody named Mindy or Mandy, but
Mandy. But yes, we do.
I
work
know.
For
I know.
The,
I overheard.
We do
this.
Work for the
Redarians. No,
we know. You know, roughly. We know where they're
what
at.
Are your,
what?
What are your names?
Me. I am. Let me check my name tag. I am Zeke. Sergeant Zeke, you can call me.
All right, Sergeant.
And you've already
met,
well, at least one of you tried to meet Oak. And then here, my boys.
Right, the healer. Who were the three that showed us in?
Here are my boys, Jake, Rafe, and Tojo. They all sort of nod at you.
Greetings.
That's us. We're the clowns, you know, just trying to make ends meet down here.
It's not sure why our contact sent us down here to meet you.
To meet us? Why would they send you to meet us?
You're the only ones down here. They told us to come to the center of the crater. Is there
anyone
else?
We're not the only ones down here.
Who else is down here?
The Redarians are down here.
Wait, they live here at the bottom of this crater?
Well, there's a base, and yeah, they're in the base. They call it the Vault. But yeah, it's a former Republic base, I'll tell you the truth. And
there's no Mindy there?
I don't know who's there, but maybe there's a Mindy.
You said you work with the Rotarians.
Yeah, alright, fine. Mindy's also our contact over at the Rotarians.
Oh, well.
I mean, she kind of, like, hires us to do our jobs. You know, I don't really like them. They're not a reputable set of people, but they're the only ones that are going to hire us.
I had no idea the discrimination that you would face would be this serious.
Yeah, and who wants to hire an old clone?
I guess nobody except Mindy.
Mindy.
Yeah, they throw us scraps when they can. You know, scraps.
So anyway, you've mentioned before that you can help us. What's in it for you? What do you want from us in exchange for helping us with our mission?
Well, tell you the truth, we were a bit impressed by your monkey killing skills. And by monkeys, I mean Talios, because I don't know what monkeys are. But we were impressed.
Nor monkeys, nor primates.
They've been pestering us for quite a while now, ever since we've been down here. We haven't been really able to get rid of them. We would like to be rid of them. You think you can help us?
So wait, let me get this straight.
Yes?
You are comfortable giving up your only job source in exchange for pest control.
That's basically what I'm saying. We spend most of our money on pest control, I guess what I'm saying.
Now I understand why you're living at the bottom of a crater and you only can take certain jobs.
We rushed down here trying not to fight these monkeys. Right. We go back out and fight these monkeys.
We'll kill some monkeys for you
if Mikasa Tsukasa.
Well,
you know, I don't understand how you guys can't fight the monkeys. They're pretty susceptible to blaster fire.
Are very strong, and they might kill you.
Well, yes.
And they killed one of us.
But so would a super droid, and yet you guys fought those in the dozens.
Not three of us.
There's not three of you.
These monkeys are big and strong, and we would like help. And if you're going to fight us, and whether or not we need help, you can get the fuck out of here.
Not for some monkey extermination, but you
okay.
Guys.
And,
I'm gonna freak
and you know
I'm
what?
Freak
you know what? I don't need your tone either. And you can just go fuck off like that green one. You know what? I like the charming guy. Let me talk to him. He didn't ask any questions.
Because I feel like God's just getting a little impatient.
No, I'm getting impatient. And I'm not God.
Well, that's a
charm. Sarn comes back.
Yes.
When he says that green one.
Yeah.
And I go, what the fuck?
What?
You're talking about me?
Yeah. You're awfully pushy.
Yeah. I have a name.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me what it was. Instead, you just demanded healing, and you went over and you hugged my medic.
And I walked up and I poke him in the chest. And I go, my name is Sarn Turbo.
Okay, good to
know. And I will speak to your supervisor.
Roll for initiative.
I'm not rolling for initiative. I'm not rolling
for initiative.
I'm not fighting anybody. I'm not rolling. Why am I fighting anybody?
Listen, we've had a discussion.
I'll fight them all.
We've discussed it as clones. And we figure either we kill these monkeys and then help you with your problem. We don't like the monkeys. They eat all our food. So it doesn't matter.
I already said we'd kill your monkeys.
You questioned my motives.
They don't seem to make much sense, but okay, we'll kill the monkeys. I don't care if you make sense or not.
We'll kill the monkeys. Heal me first. Please.
Yes. In exchange for killing the monkeys, we would request healing. We will not be able to kill the monkeys with him injured.
That makes a lot of sense.
Were they injured? Yes.
Right. Well, we will attempt. We will heal your comrade.
You know his name.
I forgot already. What's his name?
I poke him in the chest again and go, yeah. It's Sarn Turbo.
Okay.
Like, really lame
monkey
last name.
Terminator.
All right. Well, Oak, do you think
sounds
you...
Sounds kind of like a Hot Wheels car.
Turbo song. Yeah, okay. Yeah, now I can remember that. Oak, do you think you can heal him? Oh.
I am not a him.
It's 2022.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you heal her?
I am not a her.
You are the most disagreeable.
Just Sarn. I am Sarn. Oh. Heal Sarn.
Okay, so Oak comes over by you and says, okay, what's your problem? Oh, no, Sarn's got the high voice. Or not Sarn, Oak.
What's your... No,
not that high.
What's your problem?
It hurts.
What?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay, this is going to be tough.
And let's see.
Stimpak, please.
And what do we... I don't remember for the healing. What difficulty is it? Oh, I guess if it's less than half. Is it more or less than half?
It's less than half.
It's less than half? Okay, so it's 2 difficulty, I believe.
He doesn't have a Stimpak?
Check fail. So he tries
Oak
to...
Oak doesn't have a Stimpak?
You know what? You're doing a lot of yelling around here. I don't appreciate it. You are guests. You don't get to just yell around here. I don't know who you are. You're a stranger, and you start yelling about my Stimpaks.
How many times do I have to tell you I am Sarn Turbo?
Okay, so he takes something out of his backpack. It looks vaguely like a Stimpak. And he shoves it into your arm. Pulls the trigger, and it does heal you, but it also knocks you out.
All right, I guess I had that coming.
And
how much does it heal me?
It heals you.
You
10.
Went the opposite way.
Oh, I
sir.
Did go the wrong way. Jesus Christ! But you are now incapacitated.
I'll just fucking leave then.
All right. And you know what? You got some strain too.
Fine. Understandable.
Okay. All right. Then how about at dusk we take a look at these? You guys help us with our monkey problem. Sound good?
Got it.
Monkey extermination. I'll come up with some monkey puns for next time.
Alright, that is it, I guess, for this session.